We are thrilled to bring on Tom Peavy's favorite member of the Auburn beat and absolutely one of our sports call favorites. Brian Matthews from AuburnSports.com joins us on the show. What's going on, B-Matt?
Not too much. I'm pretty sure I saw a Peavy article from the Plainsman from way back when floating around the internet the other day.
Yeah, that's right. From back in 99 when I was covering the last time Auburn won in Baton Rouge. Yeah, you shared that out on Twitter. That was definitely a blast from the past to see. Actually, when I was still going by Tommy. I was going to say Tommy TV way back when.
We need to bring that back.
Yeah, man, that was insane.
Tommy Peavy, that's awesome.
That's right.
What do you want to ask B-Matt while we've got him here, Tom? Let's get this started.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's talk about some Auburn football. Yeah. I mean, let's mainly talk about the wide receivers. Are they going to figure it out? I mean, is this a concentration problem, like Shiver said? Is it just a talent problem? And what is the deal with wide receivers either A, not being able to get open, or, you know, then once they do get open, they're struggling to catch the ball?
I do think it's somewhat of a talent issue. I don't think Auburn has a true number one receiver, maybe not even a number two.
Yeah.
But you would think just the fundamentals of catching the ball is something that they could do better. You know, once they get more comfortable being out there, a lot of these guys are playing extended minutes for the first time in their career. So I think that's part of it, just being inexperienced. And, you know, sometimes you have something bad happen and it keeps happening and it's hard to break out of it, right? So they just need some good things to start happening for them. But, that's a position I think that you're going to see a lot of turnover at, that in the offensive line after the season. You know, some guys maybe who aren't playing might decide to move on. And I think Auburn's going to aggressively pursue some guys that can come in and help right away there.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I've kind of been harping on with the wide receivers, and we can talk about the lack of talent, but I think a lot of that directly goes to the recruiting of Gus Malzahn and that system that was not very good for NFLs, at least for the elite wide receivers looking to go to a school. Auburn was not the destination that the elite wide receivers wanted to go to because of the system. And now you have these guys trying to get used to playing in a system that they were not recruited for, and they're doing things that maybe they're not used to doing. How much has that had an effect on the kind of the learning curve of these wide receivers?
I think that's a big deal for these receivers. First of all, you know, Gus's system, I think, worked against recruiting for him in many ways. That receiver, and especially the offensive line, you know, I think other coaches use that effectively against them because – it didn't really match up with what these players would be asked to do on the next level. So that made it a difficult situation for him and his assistants on that side of the ball. And then I think the receiver position in particular has had to make the biggest changes, the biggest adjustments from his system to play in something that's more suitable to, you know, an NFL-type system where you're having to run a much more complex route tree, where you're having to make decisions on what you do based on how the defense lines up and need to be, you know, in the same, you know, phased up or synced up with your quarterback on those decisions too. So it's much more different for them. And it has taken them a little bit longer than you'd probably hope for them to pick it all up.
B-Matt, looking at Arkansas, they've given up a lot of rushing yards the past couple of games, but Auburn really hasn't had a ton of success on the ground here. What do you think Auburn's offensive game plan is going to look like going up in Fayetteville?
They've got to run the ball, and they've got to be, if they have to be, they got to be, they just got to do it. I don't care if Arkansas, you know, pulls the box up with an extra safety or whatever. They've got to just try to run it. Arkansas has given up 597 rushing yards the last two games. So this is a great opportunity for Auburn to get better, you know, at that stat or that part of their offense. And, you know, for this offense to work properly, it's got to be a run play action attack. And, you know, for the last three games, they've got behind. They haven't been able to really establish the run. They finally got it going in the fourth quarter of the LSU game, and that allowed them to come back and win. But, you know, that certainly wasn't the case against Georgia last Saturday. So they got to be stubborn and just keep running it, even if it may not look good early, and give Tank as many opportunities as they can to get him going, get him to break some tackles, make some plays. You know, he is one of the best running backs in the country, but he hasn't really had that chance to show it the last few weeks.
And, Brian, switching it to the defensive side for Auburn, how can they slow down an Arkansas team that absolutely loves to run the ball?
Well, you know, I do think Auburn's run defense is pretty good. You know, they got worn down a little bit against Georgia there in the second half. But I don't think Arkansas's offensive line is near as big or physical or powerful as Georgia. So I think Auburn's going to be able to stand up to them a little bit better and have more success there. The thing with Arkansas, though, is they've got that dual threat quarterback. They've got some playmakers at receiver that maybe even Georgia doesn't have right now. So that is something you got to be worried about, is that big play that Arkansas is capable of producing on that side of the ball. So they got to be careful. But I think this is a good matchup for them, as long as they don't have any big busts or anything, because I think they can really slow down that Arkansas ground attack with just their front seven or front six, really.
And sticking with defense, Brian, who do you see as one guy that really needs to step up this Saturday in Fayetteville?
That's a good question. Talking to one of the defensive guys this week and containing that Arkansas quarterback, they talked about setting the edge was so important and not letting him get outside containment. So you look at a guy like Kobe Wooden on one side, and whoever's in there at the edge at the other side, maybe a Derek Hall or a Echo Leota, who's been playing so well lately. I think those would be a couple of key guys defensively for Auburn, for sure.
All right, so here's another question. This has affected Auburn in several games, and we saw it happen in the Georgia game with Smoke Monday. This whole targeting thing, this whole targeting rule, and the kicking a guy out of the game for basically making a football play, your thoughts on that, and is, do you think this is something that we're going to actually see a legit change for the better once we get to the offseason and looking in the future with, as far as this targeting goes?
I do think they're going to change it. It needs to be addressed. There's no reason to have all these penalties for yards and distances and such, and then have this other penalty where you're kicking guys out of the game or out of the first half of the next game, which is the second half. It's a little bit ridiculous. It's too much. So I think they need to look at that. I understand why you had the targeting penalty. I think it's important to have to protect players. But I also think there has to be some common sense to it. And I don't see any reason to eject a player from a game unless it's a vicious type hit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I think it absolutely needs to be addressed, and I think it will be.
Brian Matthews is joining us here on the program. AuburnSports.com is where you can check out all their great information. At BMATAU is where you can find his work on Twitter. So as they get ready for the game in Fayetteville on Saturday, again, 11 a.m. kickoff, Brian, where's your head at right now? If you had to make a prediction on what you think happens, what are you thinking?
I'm probably going to pick Arkansas. I think it's going to be a great game, but I think Auburn matches up fairly well with their good run defense and Arkansas's poor run defense. For Auburn to go out there and do some things you have to do on the road and run the ball and play smart. So I think it's going to be a fun game. You know, I expect it to be a fourth quarter game. Auburn's got the better kicking game. I think Auburn, in this case, is better at the line of scrimmage, so I'm going to pick them.
What's been going on at Auburn basketball practice? And this Auburn basketball team, is they're about to, under 4 weeks away now from the start of the season.
Yeah, I did go over there today and watch them. They did some 5-on-5 against a scout team today. Some guys that impressed me, I guess. Dylan Caldwell didn't have the best day. Caldwell didn't have the best day offensively, but played really well on defense. And
awesome.
Every time they would mess up and have a couple turnovers or give up some offensive rebounds, he'd make the first and second team run laps. And almost every time Dylan was out front doing that, that kind of caught my eye with him. And I thought Chris Moore had a couple of nice offensive rebounds for that side of the ball. The point guards operated really well. Jabari Smith knocked down some threes, looked pretty good. And Devin Cambridge, he went and played a little scout team, but before that, when they're doing some half-court stuff, he knocked down, I think it was three or four contested threes, which I thought was good for him. He's a guy that's been a little inconsistent in that area early on.
How's your personal jump shot looking these days?
Not good. Not good at all. those days are long gone.
Oh, Brian, you're the absolute best. Let us know what's coming over these next few days at AuburnSports.com.
I appreciate that. And we're going to have plenty of coverage of basketball and football and basketball recruiting, of course, because we're still catching up with all the kids that were here this weekend. Great, great recruiting weekend, I think, for both sports. And then we'll have everything leading up to that big Arkansas game Saturday morning. And, of course, we got Liverpool real early that morning, 6:30 a.m. I know everybody will be up for that.
Yeah, I will. You know that. What a grind we've got coming our way on Saturday. So I'll be sure to text you during that. Brian, we appreciate the time. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Talk to you guys later.